San Diego resident Marcella Johnson has a unique Mother's Day message for those who have lost a child.
When I was 6 months pregnant, I found out that my son unfortunately had a life-limiting disorder and that he could die any day when I was 6 months pregnant. And the diagnosis was that if he was lucky enough to make it to term, that he would be killed during the birthing process. Best case scenario was that he would be born alive and I would get to meet him, say hello to him, love him. And then he would die shortly thereafter. And that was the best of those worst scenarios. And that is what happened. I did get to meet my little baby boy, George. He was as cute as can be and as sweet as can be. But he just kind of fell asleep in my arms. And when that happened, along with the obvious emotional pain you would have of losing a child, I got some surprising physical symptoms. So what happened was my heart literally ached. I always thought that was an expression, but no, it was a physical manifestation. My heart was in pain and my arms were in pain. And 16 years ago, there was not a term for this, Mike. There is now, but it has been named Takotsubo syndrome, which was discovered in Japan by all these women coming into the hospital complaining of chest pains and thinking they were having a heart attack. And what they found that what was in common with all these women was they had just lost their long-term spouse and they were in acute grief. And it was causing this left ventricle of their heart chamber to enlarge and cause pain. And it mimics a heart attack, but the difference is none of us that are experiencing this acute grief have heart disease. So your heart just keeps pumping and you're fine. You do not experience a true heart attack, but you have that same pain. So it's called broken heart syndrome here in America. Now, the other thing with feeling the aching in the arms is that is from a mother whose arms are aching to hold her child. And it has now been termed empty arm syndrome. And so for me, I was experiencing these things, didn't know why. I went to the gravesite with my father, and someone had sent this beautiful terracotta pot full of flowers. And my dad said, Marcella, take this home. This is beautiful. Well, the moment I got that weight in my arms, immediately the aching in my heart and in my arms went away. And I thought, oh my gosh, what's going on here? And I then read that many women who experience the loss of a child seek weighted objects to hold, to give them comfort. And for me, it was a cold, you know, cold terracotta pot. But there's a story that I heard that really broke my heart and made me want to make a difference. Well, what that is that I read about a woman who had lost a child, and the baby was preemie, so it wasn't your average size. But what she did was she went to the grocery store and she found a pineapple the size and weight of her own baby. She wrapped it in a baby blanket and carried it around with her to find comfort and solace. And that sounds absolutely crazy, I'm sure, to your listeners, but for anyone who's lost a child, you understand that grief. You understand that need to want to feel comfort in any way you can get it. And when I heard about that, I thought, you know what? We've got to do something more dignified for these women. What about doing like a weighted something? What about a teddy bear? And that's when I felt inspired that I should try to do that, that I should try to help other women. And I was just trying to reach out to one other person because I'm just one person. And so we're so grateful that we've been able to reach a lot more women than that.
Well, yeah, to date, you've had 7,000 comfort cubs go out to people one way or the other, right?
That's right. It's bittersweet, Mike, because, of course, you don't want anyone to suffer that loss. It's sad to know that many people would be in need of it. But the truth is, in America, 1 million women every year lose a child. And when I talk about that, it's not just a baby. I'm talking about that's from ages, 1 to 60 years old. And what we would say is that is when the child precedes the parent in death, which is not the natural order of things. So actually, I had a mom who had lost her child the son was in his 40s, mid-40s. And so I was telling her about my bear, and I have a card attached to the bear that's a heartfelt message from me to another mom. And I said, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. This says you've lost your baby. And she put her hand on my arm, and she said, Marcella, I don't care that he's 45 years old. He could be 60, 65. No matter how old they are, they're always your baby. And you ask any mom, and she will tell you that to be true, that it doesn't matter how old they are. So so we do help moms, but we also help fathers and children and widows and kids that are in traumatic situations. We even have given them to football players and a high school football team. The entire team got it when they lost a fellow teammate in a car crash. So it's used for a lot of different people for a lot of different purposes.
We're talking with Marcella Johnson, who has developed the Comfort Cub. Describe what the actual Comfort Cub is. How much does it weigh? What does it look like?
Oh, my gosh. It's as cute as can be. And it is a fat little chubby bear. And, you know, to tell you the truth, and this is sort of why I designed it like this, if you just saw it sitting on a woman's bed or on her shelf, you wouldn't think anything of it. And I kind of wanted it to be designed like that. But when that woman or that man or that child, when they went to pick it up, it's therapeutic in nature. It is meant to feel like it's 5 or 6 pounds, like the weight of an average baby. But when you get this in your arms, it actually causes a physiological response in your body, which we've actually had testing, which clinically proves this to be true, that when you hold the Comfort Cub in your arms, it's much like getting a hug. And what happens is in your body, serotonin and dopamine are released, which are these happy neurotransmitters, and they give you a feeling of well-being. And they cause your heart rate, your blood pressure, and your breathing to slow down. They physiologically change your body stress. It helps to reduce your stress, and it greatly reduces the manifestations of grief.
All right, so people listening to this weekend, Mother's Day weekend, how do they find out more about this?
Thank you so much for mentioning that. So for Mother's Day, we'd suggest that they go to our website. It's www.thecomfortcub.com, and that's Comfort Cub, C-U-B, like baby bear. And they can go on our website, and you can either buy one for a mother who you know that has lost a child or someone who's going through a difficult time. Or if you don't know anyone, then I suggest, or we suggest, that you would maybe give a gift of a Comfort Cub in Thanksgiving to the fact that you have a mom, that the fact that everybody in your family is healthy, and to let your mom know that you're donating a Comfort Cub in her honor or also in her memory for somebody who has lost a child and is in desperate need of a Comfort Cub but cannot afford one. We were joking, too, that we thought any mom that knew that her child had purchased a product or something that was helping another person, she would be so happy to know that she had raised a child that had a heart to give, because every mother wants to know that they raise a child who cares about their fellow man and wants to make this world better. So we think it's a great gift for Mother's Day for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe buy one for your local pediatric ward or hospital that might want to keep it like in reserve if they need it.
Oh, Mike, that is such a great suggestion. And yes, we've thought about that too, and thank you for mentioning that. You can actually go onto our website and purchase a case of Comfort Cubs for your local hospital, and we will send that to them. And we have never met a hospital that didn't welcome the Comfort Cub and want it. The issue is they don't have the funds to get the bears. So, and it's really not that expensive to provide those. A case costs $270, and it will provide a lot of good to your community and a way to help the women in your community. And that's a great idea. Thank you for mentioning that.
Well, of course, you lost your child 16 years ago. Does the pain ever go away?
You know, the pain never goes away, but I have to tell you, and if there's people out there that have just lost a child, it does get better. It doesn't seem like it will get better, but it does. And that is why we created the Comfort Cub. We created this to give people hope that there is light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, I know what that's like, to feel like you don't want to live another day with this terrible pain you have in your heart. But we wanted to create this to let other mothers know that they're not alone, that many other women have come before them and have come through the other end. And, you know, we are called, I think, to help other women when we've been through this. And it's not an easy journey. And that's why we need to provide things like the Comfort Cup to give these women some, you know, hope and help along the way. And I'd love to tell you about the origins of Mother's Day. A lot of people think, oh gosh, why are you talking about such a sad subject on Mother's Day or for Mother's Day? Let's talk about flowers and cookies and picnics and taking your mom out to brunch. Well, the truth of the matter is that the Comfort Cup is actually very timely with Mother's Day. And I didn't know this. I just found this out myself, which is so interesting. But Mother's Day origin actually comes from 1868, and it was called Mother's Friendship Day, and it was developed after the Civil War to honor all the mothers whose sons had died during the war. So the very beginning of Mother's Day is about helping and reaching out and acknowledging this great loss for our country. It's very timely, and again, it's not sad. It's about helping something that really goes on in America. 1 million moms every year lose a child.
Well, Marcella, thank you so much for your time, and we'll direct people to the website, thecomfortcub.com.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate it.
With Marcella Johnson, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.